Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, and surrounding areas. We thank God for being with you and you today, and we trust that all is well. We trust that you are safe and healthy. We send greetings to you today, those of you that are going through and afraid or fearful. We send holy greetings to you right now in the name of Jesus, that you will conquer all illnesses, viruses, and what have you, okay? And right here is Sister Diane.
Pray for this virus too.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. You are thy conquering lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our creator. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you honor, glory, and praise. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this brand new day, Lord Father, that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father, but was a gift, Lord Father. And we say thank you, taking nothing and no one, Lord Father, for granted, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of. And Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for those that you have brought out of the hospital, Lord Father, those that you have already healed, those, Lord Father, that seek salvation, Lord Father, and received it, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for those that needed guidance, peace, and comfort, Lord Father. Your will was done in their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, as we continue to touch and agree, Lord Father, with our listeners, Lord Father, as they ask for prayer, Lord Father, for their loved ones or for themselves. We thank you for hearing and answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. For Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, and we are thanking you right now, Lord Father, for being whole right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing the spirit man and the natural man right now in the name of Jesus. Father, there's so much that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless. And Heavenly Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for sending your comforter right now to these families right now, Lord Father, to the Fred family, the Gilead family, the Morgan family. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Give them the peace and comfort in those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, let them use that time right now, Lord Father God, to change, Lord Father. Ask for forgiveness, Father. And Father, seek your face like never before and ask you to be their Lord and Savior over their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you this coronavirus right now, Lord Father. Father, we're praying for healing right now, Lord, healing of the nation, healing of your people right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as it's all over right now, Lord Father, over there in Italy and all those other places, Lord Father, as it's trying to trickle its way over to the United States. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, for healing right now, Lord. Father God, for your people to stand together, Lord Father God, crying out to you like never before, praying against this virus right now, Lord Father, praying for healing right now of this virus right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for hearing our cry today, Lord. We thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. And we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you for those that you have brought out of the hospital, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching Naomi and Kenya, Lord Father, how you brought them out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father God, let them trust in you, Lord Father. Let them trust in you like never before and give you praise, honor, and glory, knowing, Lord Father God, it was nobody but you, Lord Father. And prayers, Lord Father God, that was going forward, we thank you. Father, we hold before you the Corcoran family, Lord, the entire family, Lord Father. Father, as we come against, Lord Father, cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you for touching their bodies right now, Lord Father. We speak healing right now to their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Covering the household, Lord Father God, under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, forgive right now, Lord Father God, any sin, Lord Father, that they have committed against you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness, Lord Father, and those that we're praying for, of all sin, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. For Father, you say for us to be forgiven, Lord Father, we have to forgive also, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do, Lord Father God, for each and every one of us right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father, for each and every child, each and every adult, Lord Father, that went missing, Lord Father, that you have brought them home safely. Father, we thank you. Those that were saved, Lord Father, didn't have time, Lord Father God, to be transported any place. Father, we thank you for hearing the prayers right now, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for every capture, Lord Father, of those traffickers right now and everyone that is associated with it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for being that just God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you this broadcast, Lord. We cancel in every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast to try and hinder it, we render it null and void. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we say, have your way right now. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father, that seek in your face, accept you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to decrease, Lord Father God, my apostle and deacon right now, Lord Father, as the word come forward and you increase in them, Lord Father. We thank you for just showing up and showing out. Father God, touch our listeners, Lord Father, those that are listening now, and Father, that will listen at a later date, Lord Father, touch them, Lord Father. Father God, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 anyhow. Excuse me. Today we want to thank God for all prayers, and we trust that your name was called, and if it wasn't, you need to do what? Need to call us today. Call us at this hour, you know, to let us know who you want us to pray for, and, you know, what you want us to pray for and all. Well, we're going to pray anyway for the virus that's going through the world all over, different places, and where it's igniting fear, you know, all over. You know, everybody's fearful now. And what about praying? We need to pray more, get together more and pray. Each one of us need to continue to pray. Pray like never before. We are to pray and call on the name of Jesus. This is exactly what we need to do, all of us. Now is the time to start up your prayer circle, your prayer line, your prayer band, your prayer whatever. We urging you to do it now. Don't allow so much catastrophes to occur without you beginning to do your part in prayer. And I'm expecting you to tell me. Call me and let me know you started a prayer in your neighborhood, a prayer at your school, prayer at the job, prayer somewhere. Now, I know they can't take prayer out of that now. They need prayer like never before, don't they?
Come on now.
You need prayer in everything you're doing now, from one to the other, the post office, the grocery store, the movie theater. I know you ain't at the movies, are you? Come on, somebody ought to be in there or something. You know, all where you go, you need to be praying. Restaurant, you need to be praying. Pray over the people that cooking, because we don't want them cooking up nothing. You know, praise God. This is prayer time, huh? We need prayer more than we ever did before, because prayer can conquer anything. Prayer can conquer anything. But you got to pray in order for it to conquer, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, that's my little pep talk right there. Praise God, because God knows you need prayer. We need prayer. Every time you listen, there's something going wrong, ain't it? Every time you turn around, Lord knows it is. All right, let me give you the word. I tell you, I had to say that because I just want you to pray. We gonna pray here even more so, here at the different hours that we pray. What we turn to in our hours of sadness is determined largely by what we yearn for in our hours of gladness. What we turn to in our hours of sadness is determined largely by what we yearn for in our hours of gladness. All right, praise the Lord. We thank God for those of you that are listening today, that have time to listen, took time to listen, and those that encourages us and be on a daily basis, you be with us each hour, each time we're on the air. We thank God for you today. We thank God for Deep Mike. We thank God for Sister Ann. We thank God for her prayer warrior praying. Yes, yes. And call 347-857-3925. Call and give her your prayer request too. We'll write that down, you know, and all, because we don't want to forget. We want to write it down, you know, so we can pray continually. All of us have prayer hours and prayer times, and we pray about a lot of people and a lot of things, a lot of stuff going on, so much weird stuff going on, and we pray about it, you see. This is what we do, and this is what we do best. Praise God. Let's just say that we don't do nothing else. We do prayer best, okay? Yes, yes, yes. And I want you to be tuned, and I want you to call your friends and enemies and everybody else. You don't care what they is to you. You need to call them, because we're getting ready to have a real, how you call it, dynamic broadcast. just as soon as we get the okay. Okay, we're going to have a dynamic broadcast, and somebody on here that I'm going to be on that I know you're going to be delighted to hear and want to hear more of too. I know you're going to want to. Mm-hmm, yes, but I'm just kind of baiting you a little bit now. Okay, praise God, because we love to hear what someone else has to say about the Lord. And when you find somebody doing the Lord's work and they're putting their whole heart and soul in it, now it's a delight, a delight. They don't play. They just love God, you know. It's a delight. And I'm anxious too. Yes, I am. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, so you just do what? We'll take a little page from T.D. Jakes. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah, because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Mm-hmm. We are looking for the best that God has, you know. This is what we are looking for. And I thank God for it today. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to advertise a little bit, too. We'll advertise a little bit when we get the final okays. I call it the final okays, all information that we need to inform you, our listeners, because we want you to be blessed. Yes, see, we love you. Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. All right, today, we're just going to talk a little bit about different things, maybe, just about what God is doing at this hour and how he's doing it. You know, God is mindful of his people. He's very mindful of his people. He hasn't left us. It looks like it, but God has not left us. All right, today I'm going to read here and there on some very important parts, maybe the rest of this. Chapter 23 of Exodus, I'm in. All right. Well, I'm going to start at the 17th verse. I'll start there. 23:17. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord God. Three times in the year all thy males shall appear before the Lord. Thou shalt not offer, listen now what you got to do. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. Neither shall the fat of my sacrifice remain unto the morning. The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see a kid in his mother's milk. That's a not see. Don't look at. In his mother's milk. Behold, I sent an angel. Let's go there. I sent an angel before thee. You know, if I never read another word, you read, behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Now, I'm going to stop there for a moment. That says a lot to me. Regardless of what's going on, when you do what God says, when you obey, listen to his commandments, his instructions, and his directions. See, when you read it up ahead, you'll find it's a lot of reading. But you will find out it's things that he's instructing you to do. Okay, and times you ought to do it. All right, this is what he's doing. But here he said, behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Now, we've been talking about the place that God has prepared, the set place that he's prepared for each one of us, right? We talk about that on our Bible talk. And he's saying he sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way. Now, if you go astray out of the way, now, it wasn't God, because he sent an angel there to keep you in the way. This is what he says, isn't it? To keep you in the way, that you will do what? Do what he say if you follow his instructions. And he wants to bring you to the place which he prepared for you. Okay. He want you to be there. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is not, he's just one thing now. You got to be careful that you don't fall in the hands of an angry God. But this is not showing any anger right here. In this scripture, he's saying that you got somebody, an angel, to keep you. See? Because he want you to get to your prepared place. Okay? God wants you to be there. Nah, you say, well, if he prayed me, he'll have to get me there. Well, if you don't follow instructions, you can't get there, can you? Then that angel is not going to be before thee. The devil's going to be before thee telling you you ain't got to do it. But listen, God has already prepared a place for you and I. This is what he said. Beware of him and obey his voice. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. See, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him, is what he said. When his name is in you, listen, you're not going to provoke God. You know how people challenge him. Well, if he God, he ought to make me do it and stuff. You don't want God to make you do nothing. You know, it's not profitable for you, okay, to call yourself, come on, making God, challenging God. Then he say he will not, for he will not pardon your transgressions when you start challenging him, provoking him. When he's already made it plain to us. When God make it plain to you, why are you challenging him? You do challenge with each other. You know all the people, every time you look, they come out the this challenge, the that kind of challenge. In other words, they dare you to do some crazy stuff. God got enough stuff going on without us creating other things. Okay? And he say, but if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies. Okay? Let me read that again. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then, only then, now listen, use the then, T-H-E-N. I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Oh, my God. Now, if that ain't encouraging, that should be very, that word right there should be encouraging to you. But you got to do what he say. What? Obey his voice. Obey what he say. Obey the message that he sent to you by his prophets or whatever. See, you don't want to obey the voice of the prophet because you say, well, he ain't God. No, but he's the voice of God. Come on now. It's the voice of God, all right? Now, God done told you this. Now, what else you want? He said, I will be an enemy unto thine enemy. An adversary unto thine adversary. When God said he got your back, God got your back. Did you hear? This is what he's trying to tell you. See? God tell you in so many ways who he is to you and I. He tells us in so many ways that he got angels encamped all around us. He tells us this. So, but we don't pay the mind or we don't see it. How can we see it if we're not in the spirit? Now, he said them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, if you're not worshiping him in the spirit, how are you going to see who's around you protecting you that God has? Because they are not what? The way you're going to see them, you're looking for like the United States Army. You're looking for a bunch of soldiers running around with spears and guns in their hand. But that's not God showing you that. He's not. He'll show you an army, all right, but his army is not dressed like the normal army or the regular United States Army or whatever. See? He got somebody. The angels are always before you. This is all, you know, if I don't say not another word today, I need you to remember that. Because I know there's so many things going up, coming on the world, on the earth today, and people are afraid and scared. Now, listen, don't be scared, because if you've been going to church and you used to go into church, you've heard it like preached many times over. There coming a time, because I know I've heard it, there coming a time that people going to be scared, afraid with what's coming upon the earth. And people are doing that, and they are killing themselves because of what's coming upon the earth. What is that? What are they seeing now? And it ain't mean bad yet. It's some weird stuff. Because only God could bring things like coming like that. He allow those things to come. He tell wherever they at, tell them to go forth. Just like the plagues of Egypt. Who called that in? He called that in. God did. What do you think? How you think them locusts is flying all over in those foreign countries and everything? Droves of them. All God got to do is speak the word. And he can speak the word and cause them to come, and he can speak the word and they can be gone in an instant. Because that's what kind of God you serve. He could do that. See? But fear is over the earth today. A spirit of fear is engulfing the world. Now, I know the big bad countries, the people that's so big and bad, and they ain't scared of nothing. Oh, that ain't real. That's fake. I don't know how you're going to call them locusts fake. I don't know how you're going to call them tumbleweeds fake. But to where it's going on, and you definitely can't call them earthquakes fake. Who faked that? Nobody didn't shoot a bomb over something. They didn't shoot that to make the earthquake. The same one that made the earth and the heaven, he do what he want to shake it up. He told you he was going to shake it up. He was shaking the heavens and the earth and the sea. Everything has been shaken so far. And we got to, what is it proving? To see who going to stand. Who going to still stand and praise the Lord? Who going to stand and declare his glory? This is what we're looking for. Not to be scared into doing something silly like killing yourself and your family, your whole family. Not that kind of fear of what's coming up. Now, you look for people that do evil and all and sinning and big time and everything. You look for them, don't want nobody, don't want to face their accusers to do dumb stuff. The devil tell them to kill himself. You know why the devil telling them to kill himself. Don't you let that devil tell you nothing like that. Talk to your family so that they don't even go that route. They may not listen, but tell them anyhow. So when they meet their maker, they don't have no excuse. People want excuses for everything today. They sin and then they want you to feel pity for them. Killing people, then they want you to feel pity for them. Oh, you out your mind. Yeah, you are. I answered it for you. Okay? Because what? He said, I'll be an enemy unto your enemy. Whoever is your enemy, and you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and there is an enemy, God is their enemy, if he's your enemy. I like God got my back, don't you? Let's read on and see what he said. But mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Don't care what I say. He got something for them. Don't care who or how strong they are. The governments of the world, God don't care nothing about that. He got something for all of them. He always have had something for them. When they become your enemy, and see, America has forgotten about God. Instead of God being there for them and their enemy, they have made God their enemy. See, when you allow all these things, and you think it's funny, people think it's so funny. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Two men, two women, dog and a cat. Whatever way it's going, it's all right, to do these perverted things to people and what have you. It's all right. What were you going to do with Sodom and Gomorrah? He destroyed those two cities for this kind of stuff. What do you think we headed? We are headed in that direction. Because the sins of the world, the sins that man is doing, what they come up with some stuff, the devil got some warped minds running around. And you play into their hands, and you call yourself Christians, and it's even in the church world. We cannot excuse that because that is where judgment's going to begin. He said judgment is going to first begin at the house of God. See? You don't know what's going on today. You need to find out. You know, don't be ignorant to the fact. It could be. Just say, God, am I in the right church house? Let's say church house because the church is in you. But am I in the right church house? Is this the place where you want me to worship? Now, it could say house of worship all it want. It don't have to be the house of worship for God. Could be worshiping the devil. But you need to find out and don't be ignorant in going and don't just send your children there and you don't go and see what's there. Talking truth now. Talking truth. So you got a whole lot of Amorites and Hittites and Perizzites and Elamites. There's a whole lot of them around. And God said, and I will cut them off. He didn't tell you to go cut them off now. He said he'll cut them off, okay? He didn't tell them people to go out there and bomb these people's houses of God, what they call houses of God. He didn't tell them to go out there and bomb them. He'll take care of them houses. He'll take care of all those that are not of him, every Hittite and Hite and everybody else height. God will take care of them. He'll cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods. Should you hear what this Bible says?
Amen.
You don't do like they do. Just because, well, it's a church. This is, y'all hear people say that. Well, you know, we all serving God. We all going the same way. No, we all ain't going the same way. Not if you align in and everything to go and ungodly gods, not our God. He said, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works. You don't even do after their works. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Did you hear that word? He said, don't even do after their works. You know, some people, well, I'm going because, you know, I don't know what other church you got. Go to another one and check it out, too. And read your Bible and see who's living in it. You don't serve those gods, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. Then you do what? Break their images. I was thinking about a sister say, once she was talking, and we was talking, she said, and I knew she had left her one church. I thought she was going to be a member of it. She went to this new church, came up, because it seemed like they was having a jolly old time. The music was hot, and, oh, they were just going. She thought the anointing was there. So she went. And we met her on her business. We went to a business. She had a business. And she say, I say, well, when you been to church last? You know, she say, well, I stopped going. I say, well, now why you stop going? I remember when you went. Why you stop going? She says, I started looking and I have more trinkets and stuff they talking about selling and giving, selling for money and everything. I got more of them than I got in my store. I say, hallelujah. All I said was, hallelujah. She was there after their works, and she was serving under another God. And I say, well, I says, I noticed y'all left all y'all churches and went there. I say, but you never investigate to see really who they were. I say, and you wasn't hearing nobody when they tell you something is wrong. You know, I ain't going to tell you no more, but I investigated and I found out a whole lot of stuff. And I know I wasn't finna leave, but you know I ain't going to go anyway. Praise God. Amen. I'll come and look. That's far as I'm going to go. Okay. And God is saying that he's going to overthrow all of them. He give you power to break down their images. You had the power. What you doing there? You supposed to be mine. You're not supposed to serve no other God. Not even after they work. Whatever the work may look like is good. Check out and see if the work is really right, if it's really good. God has given you that permission to do so. The authority to do so. You don't have to go for it. just call. People, why people want to go somewhere because it look good? Well, you ain't got no life. You're dead or something. I ain't dead. I'm talking to you. Just because I don't jump up and down like you do and a bum, 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 all the banging don't mean, yes, music is great. Worship music is great with God. But is that all you looking for? You're not looking for the word that's going to keep you, the word that save you, the word that deliver you. You just want to see a musical. That's what people want to see, musical. So you go to, what's that house, the opera house in Tennessee? The Grand Ole Opera, that's it. Go over there. You want to see musicals. But God got a way. And this is what he say: and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Lord, have mercy. If I don't read now another line, let me tell you something. Those few scriptures right there by themselves should encourage you this day, now, this hour, that when you got God on your side, you ain't got to fear what man can do, what the germs can do, or nothing else. Is put your trust in God, not in what man say. Then he say, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Can you believe that now? Can you at this hour? Just take a moment and believe. Believe it. God is good. He's a merciful God. And he's always doing what? Every day we have new mercies. Today is a new day, and this is sure mercies of today. He will give you. He will heap upon you. All right, let's go a little further. Thou shalt nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Isn't that a promise? You ain't got to die before time. See what I'm talking about? Some people die before time. And I know y'all say, well, I know what the old folks said. I used to say it myself. Well, if God says it's time, it's time. You killing yourself. God didn't say it was time. You timed that one. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Now you died before your time. Then you got to pay the consequences at the end. Now, shall we, let me see. Shall we say that again? Thou shall nothing cast their young, not nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. You don't have to be barren either. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I'm saying? Doesn't that mean that God got your back? He got everything that you need. You don't have to go to the devil for nothing. You don't have to go to sin for people. Only thing I know, you go to them and you start to beg and everything. Just say, God got somebody somewhere waiting for you for to bless you. For your bread, for your water, for your food. for your house, your home, your car. It's up to you, really. See? It's up to you to believe that he can do it and will do it. My. Lord, that encouraged me today. Now, I don't know about you. I know. I had this a sister that talked to me. I had her falling out. You know, I say, man, I said, with all this stuff going around, I don't think I want to go to the get my nails done. She said, why you don't want to get your nails done? I said, they got masks on. Lord, the girl fell out. She fell out. I choked my own self. Oh, Lord. It was funny to me, too. You know, it was funny. I say, just think about it, you know. I don't know if they've been to China or not. Yeah, praise God. Okay, let's go on a little further. That was my joke, right? Okay. And then this is what he say: I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. Ooh, oh God. I wish I could just take I could just put my arms out there and hug God. Oh my goodness. I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. Listen, they scared of you. Did you hear? Because when you enter, when you come before them, they can't see you. They see nothing but God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ooh, ain't God good. My God. Hallelujah. Lord, Hammer, don't that make you fall in love with Jesus even more? And guess what? All the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. They can't put nothing in your back. They can't stab you in your back. Cause they backs to you. And God got them stabbed. He got something stabbing them. What stabbing them? Fear. Fear. God say what? He'll do send his fear before thee. And when his fear get there, they got something to be scared of, not you. You don't be afraid of your enemy. You be bold and be strong before your enemy. See, don't let nobody push you around. Okay? Don't let them push you around. And you know, people love to make you scared of them, you know. They love to roar. You know, that roaring don't bother me. It just makes me mad. It just makes me mad. That's all. It don't bother me. You know, ain't nobody want to hear all of that. Do you know how to be kind and be nice? Do you know how to talk softly sometimes? Don't you know anything in this human body? I'm quite sure that God has put some knowledge inside. You don't have much, but you have some. Come on, see? And you don't have to do that. Now, I want you to hear what he say he would do. Now, remember, now I want you to think about Egypt. And Moses was there. So think about it. Now listen what he said. And I will send hornets before thee. You know what a hornet is? All right. Which shall drive out the Havizzites, the Canaanites and the Hittites from before thee. In other words, he going to send something to sting their butts. Isn't that just like the fear of God going before you? Huh? They can't. Did you know your enemies can't stand before you? Did I not teach you about defeat? Who you are. They can't stand before you because the foot of God will be on their neck, cracking it. That foot that's in you. That power foot. See? It's there because God has done what? Given you the power, his power, some of his power, that you can operate and nothing by any means shall hurt you. That hurt you, and then ain't supposed to scare you either. I'm scared to go. I don't want to go. Why? What you scared of? Who are you scared of? Well, sometimes we get scared of everything. Soon as we look at the news, I say, well, if the news scare you, stop looking at it. Turn it off and turn some music on. Okay. Listen to the music. And he say, what? I'll send hornets before thee, which shall drive out. See, he not gonna allow anything to harm you. He got something to stop them all. Listen, I want you to hear this here. When I read this, I say, wow, wow, wow. I got to tell it to you. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. Check this. This is why. Lest the land become desolate. Let me show you something. You see different things happening in the earth, don't you? And God don't want the land to be desolate like it was. So everything is done in a limited time, a limited part of time, shall it happen. It don't happen all at once, is it? The fire burning in different places doesn't happen over the whole part of that land on that side, wherever it is, do it. It stays within the boundaries. So what is God doing? Huh? This is what he said, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. It's the reason why he does things the way he do. Let him do it. My God, I don't know. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee. Now, your enemy ain't going nowhere just like that, is he? He does it a little bit at a time. And you don't see. You ain't going to see when the enemy is gone from you because God do it a little bit at a time. And I believe so that you can handle it, we'll drive them out from before thee little by little. Until thou be increased. I like that part. Hallelujah. And inherit the land. See the reason? Huh? To you inherit the land. You increase. He take that enemy from around you. You know why you say, well, I'm praying, and that enemy is still there. I'm praying. And then you want to go shake hands with the enemy. And their God is working on them a little bit at a time. Huh? Until you come to the point where you are increased and you inherit the land. He, the devil been having it all the time. Look at here. All these here, Hittites and Canaanites and all these folks had that, had everything. Had the land. But God did what? Cut them down a little bit at a time. Maybe take out the Hittites today. And left the Perizzites over there. That's the enemy. And he come over there and he hit the Perizzites. You know. And you seem like you're a little resting now. You're comforted. Oh, my enemy gone. Then what happened? Up will come another enemy. Then God got to wipe out the Perizzites while you go through the Canaanites. You're always an enemy there. See? But God wiped each enemy out of little, what did he say? And little. Little by little. Can you understand that? Do y'all understand why you going through? And you know you praying. You know you fasting. You know you pay your tithes. You know you give your offerings. You know you listen to your pastors. You can say amen now. Praise God. Ouch. If you don't. Praise God. And you do all those things because you are looking to inherit the land, are you not? Mm-hmm. And you're not going to allow the devil to take it away from you. You refuse to be in the hog pen with the prodigal son. You're refusing that today. Amen. Because all you got to do is look up and live. Or you can do what? Do like he did. Go to his father because you know. When you go to God, you know. What did he say? He going to make sure you got bread and water. Yes. You know he's blessing you. Hmm? Yes, you know you ain't got to run around being sick of mind and sick of heart and just plain, oh, your body gone. You know that. Because you are with your father. You believe in your father. You trust your father. Don't you? All right now. He driving out. Tell him, say, drive him out, Lord. Drive him out.
Drive him out, Lord.
Woo, drive out him all. And listen what he says. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines. And from the desert unto the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand. And thou shalt drive them out before thee. He said, I'm going to deliver them to you. Now you drive them out. Because I gave you power over all the power of the enemy. He sent them to you to see, have you learned anything? You ever thought about that? God say, now I done gave you power over all the power of the enemy. And you going to stand up here and let the enemy hurt you? Now that's a rude awakening, ain't it? Y'all don't hear me. That's a rude awakening, ain't it? Lord have mercy. Look at the power God gave. He going to deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand. Isn't that so? When his fear went before you, that don't mean you fear. It's the enemy got to fear. Because all they can see is God. See the hand of God at work. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. This is why you should have no other God before God Almighty. Stop always trying to be God. I make my own way. What way you made? What way did you make? I work hard. Who gave you the strength to work? Who made you to work? You can't do nothing without God. So stop trying and stop lying. You're in dangerous ground. He gave us the power. He made us. Why we got to work as hard is because you ain't learned how not to work hard yet. When you become more intimate with God, you become more God-like. You will inherit the land. Thing is, yours will be increased. Didn't he say, you not going to be barren? Come on. And you're going to be here. How many days? What did he say? Man, days is what? 70 years? Those are the days he allotted man on the earth. Some die before time. They get there. See? Some get right to that time that he allotted man. But listen what he say here. The number of thy days I will fulfill. He'll fulfill that 70. But when you go beyond that 70, you know God is good to you. Don't you? Lord, he done bless you beyond anything you could even think of. When you go beyond that 70 years. God is good, ain't he? Yes. Lord, how much, why don't you praise him? Why don't you glorify him, magnify him where you are? Don't be ashamed to let them know. I don't care if they get mad. Let them look at you funny, cross-eyed, any way they want to look at you. But praise God anyhow. Praise him. Glory to God. You, Lord, have do your little dance, your little jig, whatever way you do. Just do something. Clap your hands. Throw your hands up and say hallelujah anyhow. Woo, Lord, have mercy. You know what? I just appreciate the knowledge to know how God is there with me and how he going to take care of my enemies. I just want you to know that today. If you are God, you don't have to worry about your enemies. Your enemies got a problem. See? That's why you hear me say, I ain't got the problem. They got the problem. Because God going to take care of them. You know? Oh, yeah. The calm mind would love to take care of somebody. But I'm not operating in the carnal mind, and you should not be operating in the carnal mind either. You know? You should learn to love people. You know, you got to learn to love them where they are because everybody's not where you are. And you're not where the next person is. See? So everybody got to learn how to love them where they are. If they hateful and mean, you got to learn to love them and they hateful and mean. And try to do what? Love that out of them if you can. But you know, it's difficult because some people want to stay like they are. We had a session in our church. We had a session on the meat. The me factor, you know all that you're always saying? Oh, it's just me. You just got to take me like it. I am. And I told you about that me. Me going to find me in hell. I ain't going with you now. Because you got to get rid of me. Because me is carnal. Do you hear me? Me is carnal. Don't nobody got to take you like you are. That's why people are offing people today. Talking about take you like you the cussing bandit and you gonna cuss everybody out. People ain't taking that stuff no more. The teacher fighting the children and the children fighting the teacher. What y'all mad about? Y'all supposed to be there teaching and learning and stuff. That's supposed to be an amicable relationship. But it's not. One of them is mad. One of them had a hard night or a hard morning or something. But that's not God. Somebody need to bring God to church, the school. Well, the church too, because some of them get mad too. I see them get mad, roll their eyes, and mouth start to sticking out, pooching all out. I don't think that's a pretty sight, pooching your mouth out. You can look just as nonchalant when somebody says something that kind of aggravates your spirit and you know, you can look nonchalant. And say to yourself, this is take practice, say to yourself, I'm going to answer fool in his folly.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes, the devil will push you too, won't he? It'll push you to answer, and then you cause a war.
Come on now, speak the truth.
See? These things happen. But you have the control when you will stick with the words that God says. He will take care of your enemy because your enemy is now his enemy. Your adversary, any way you want to call him, your enemy or your adversary, whichever way you want to call it, he's still going to be theirs too. For who? You. Listen now. This is just for you, 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 and you. Did you hear what I'm saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make you want to dance. Make you want to holler and sing. I know you didn't want to hear me sing, did you? Praise God. But God has a way already made for you. It's been there. Did you hear me? It's been there all the time. And now, listen, those are few scriptures here in Exodus I was giving you. But all the time, it's woven out through the Bible, the entire Bible. These words are woven through there. Because he means what he say and he say what he means. I do not have to see God walking down the street. I believe him in the spirit because of what he's already done for me and through me. I believe the word. It does not matter. You can say anything you want to. You can say Jesus ain't real and he didn't come. That's your opinion. But I believe he is here right now because he's in me. Amen. If he's in me, what is happening? I can praise him, glorify him, magnify him, love. I can love people. Listen, people do some mean things to you and you want to stop loving them. But you can't stop loving them if you love Jesus. That don't mean you have to take their mess. Nah. You don't have to stand up there and let them dog you out. If they dog you out, that's because you want to be dogged. You know how to take a walk. If God ain't, you done been with him 40 years and you done took 40 years worth of dogging, well, now, gee whiz, you might as well keep staying there being dogged to the day you leave here. But long time ago, you should have, if God didn't heal and you didn't go to God, neither one of you is in church or in God, naturally going to be some dogging going on. But then you should walk away and find someone that does what? Care about you and walk with God and worship God. That's what you need to do. Yeah. Uh-huh. You didn't think about that, did you? Mm-hmm. But you too busy. Well, you want to please this old Connell's body. You want to please that. I see some women got some crazy husbands. A man. Don't even, some of them ain't got no husband. They got a boyfriend. And if this your boyfriend and he won't marry you, I still don't know why you want to stay around him. He beating you, your brains out. I don't understand that part now. I know, no. I just don't want to be running from man to man. Honey, if one of them beat you up that bad, you need to run. Find you another one or don't have man at all and don't go get no woman. See, because you take that for, well, you say, Cassie, go. I ain't said nothing. I ain't tell you to go get out in the worst part than you jumped out of. Jump, how did they say, jump out the pan into the fire? You don't need to do that.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Mm. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, listen here. God is so good. Can I go on just a little bit further? I got time. Well, let me just get this. What happened to us? There go my God. Yeah. Amen. Let me go over here in the 24th right quick. Did I stop? Did I quit? No, I didn't. All right, thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. Did you hear that? Don't make no covenant with them. You know how y'all make covenants with all these folks? Well, you know, that's their religion. So you making covenant with them and their gods? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, ain't nothing wrong with they being Muslims. That's their religion. God ain't told you to make no covenant with them. Mm-hmm. Listen here. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. You hear what God tell you? That's why he tell you to do what he told you to do. Because they'll make you sin. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Sorry about you, like a bird caught in a snare, ain't it? Or a bear caught in a trap, right? Now, listen here. I'm going to run over here in 24 and 2, the second verse of 24. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him. Here's the third, I think that's the third verse I want. Okay. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. He didn't give them just a good word. He got the judgment too. And all the people answered with one voice. They all answered in unison with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord hath said will we do. Mm. See that? You just made a covenant with God. Huh? All these words shall we do. All what you said, Moses, we're going to do. Now, how long it lasts, we ain't going no further. Right here, we're going to let Deacon Mike have something to say. Listen here. I don't know how long it lasts because, you know, people say things in the moment of what?
Emotions.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter. She was getting kind of happy over there, you know. But it's true, you know, we do things in emotion, and a lot of times we make bad choices.
Oh.
While we go through that, we make bad choices. The choice we should make, we don't make. You know, but it's mainly because we don't follow instructions either. We don't follow what the Lord tells us to do. And we mainly talking about church folks, people who know better. Now, with the sinner, we know they don't know nothing. So that's why we trying to stay away from them at the moment. But we're going to talk about each other. And the thing about it, what I mean by that is this. When God was telling the Israelites what he was going to do for them, what he did for them, he told them and let them know what was theirs and what was it. He let them know how to go and where not to go. So we look at these instructions that God was giving them, and how would you, how would you deal with that? Would you go or wouldn't you? Would you follow instructions or would not? See, there's a lot of things that's involved with these things. So we need to understand what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with God. And God is the Almighty. God has the answers and God has the roadmap for us to get where we got to get. And when Apostle read verse 23 and 23, for mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Now that's letting you know that God got your back. That's letting you know that you ain't got to war with nobody. God got that. You ain't got to go through all them changes. God got that. See, where we mess up is we do it ourselves. And what happened when we do it ourselves? We either going to wind up in jail or somebody going to be killing us. Because these days, everybody's like the Wild Wild West. Who got the quickest gun? You know? So we got to be mindful of these things, especially today. Today is just, well, I don't even know how to put it into words no more, because it's so wicked and so much going on, and there's so much people doing all kind of things, you know, these days. And to think about it, years ago, we wouldn't even thought about half this stuff. Mm-hmm. It just started inching in more and more and more. And the thing about it is because a lot of stuff we could have stopped a long time ago, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. That's because everybody say, for the sake of how you say it, when you're moving up and you're trying to get somewhere, God should have come to me. But anyway, you know, we always trying to say we move into the future. This is the future. No, we ain't moving the future. What we moving to is death. Because we the ones out there that's doing all this stuff. We the ones out there that's getting in trouble. We the one out there that put our foot forward talking about we moving to the future. But when we move into the future, did you ask God? Did you pray to God? Did you ask God which direction to go in? That's where the future get muddy. Because we didn't talk to God. We didn't pray. We didn't say, as apostles say, put up your hands and say hallelujah. We ain't do none of that. So we in the mud. We in the dirt. Or like the prodigal son, we in the hog pen. See? So it takes us to follow these instructions and make these steps toward, you know, when it say make your steps toward the high calling, and that's what you got to do. You got to step toward God. Ask him. Let him deal with your enemies. Let him deal with the problems that face you. See, we try to do it ourselves, and we make a bigger mess. Let's face it. We make a bigger mess. And I know I have. There ain't no doubt about that. I ain't ashamed. You know, so let's just face this. We all have tripped. We took a wrong turn. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't say that anybody's perfect, because ain't nobody perfect on this earth but Jesus Christ. We ain't, you know, we a long way from perfect. We might be working on it, but we a long way from it. So let's deal with one step at a time. Let's deal with learning how to listen to the Lord, learning how to do what he tells us to do, learning how to follow the instructions, because when God gives instructions to the prophets, to the apostles, to the bishops, the missionaries, whoever God gave the message to, we got to learn to take it and run with it. Because if you don't know what the consequence is going to be. Because there is consequences.
Amen.
You know, there's some consequences. I mean, consequences come whatever we do, good or bad. But yet still, you don't want God to put it on you. Because when God put it on you, you know, you in it for a while. Until God deems so. So you don't want that. You want you and God to be buddy-buddy. You want you and God to be on the same page, so to speak. You want to be on the page with God. You want to be right there in his shadow, falling behind him. That's where you need to be, and that's where we all need to be. We all need to be involved with our Lord and Savior, with our church, and with our Bible. Now, I don't know what Bible you're reading or what Bible you got, but, you know, I prefer the King James Version. You know, even though it got some words up in here, I can kind of understand most of them. Maybe that's because I can't talk too good or read too good. I don't know. But it's the fact of the matter is we all got things we got to do. We all, put it this way, we all got to step up now. All us that's in the church, as Christians call ourselves saved, at this day and time, we all got to step up. We all got to step out there and we got to do something. Because otherwise, we going to be caught up in the smoke. And what I mean by that, we're going to be caught up in all this hell that's going on this earth. All
right.
We do not want to be in that predicament. Because, as Apostle said, and I guess Sister Diane said, Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened to that? We on the path now. Ain't no doubt about it. We on the path. The problem is all us Christians and saved folk don't want to be in that path. We want to be right where we supposed to be, with God, because God going to take care of us. I don't know about the rest of you, but I know God going to take care of me, because I'm going to do what I got to do to be. I'm on his side. I ain't on nobody else's side but God. So let's get that straight. You know, because God is the one that's going to fight my battles. God is going to be the one that's going to take care of me. God is going to be the one to keep the cover over me, keep food in my mouth, even if it got to be the blackbirds. So we got to look at it this way, because God gives us things that he don't want us bothering with the other stuff. He going to put that to you because he knows something is wrong with this other stuff. He know that we may be, see, it's like this. We may be going to a water trough thinking it's clean water and it's poison. And God tell us don't drink that water. We drink it anyway. And then we take two steps and we drop dead because it was poison and we didn't listen. See, and a lot of things we do is because we don't listen. You know. I mean, hey, some of us are more hard-headed than others. Some of us are more hard-headed than others. But it's there, you know. So we got to listen to God, and we got to learn how to move, travel, pray, and know what God tells us to do. Do it. Don't hesitate sometimes, because sometimes ye that hesitates loses blessing. See, and that's if you're looking for a blessing. Well, whatever you're looking for from God, you're going to lose it because you didn't follow the instructions. You tried to beat him to the punch.
Amen.
That's where we mess up, because we tried to beat God to the punch. We're going to do it ourselves. You know, so I'm here to tell you, let's not be in put ourselves in different predicaments, put ourselves where we can't dig our way out. Because number one, when God talked to us, and how many times has He warned us, God ain't gonna say, "Yes, I forgive you always." Now, let's face it, it is a point to cross. It is a point before He let you do what you got to do, because you don't know what you're saying in your mind and what you're doing. I know. You don't know. So, so God knows, but what about you? And here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. We thank God for just showing up, showing out, and just having His way. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can visit us at blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it with a friend. You know, give them the number and say, "Hey, listen, you can call every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time." Or if you missed that broadcast, you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. I tell you, it's definitely some awesome listening. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, tell a friend. Also, at this time, you know, we are seeking donations. May God lay it upon your heart that you can bless the radio broadcast, that we may continue to keep it on air, as well as, you know, blessing the woman of God as God continue to use her. You can do that by going to our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. Again, that's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. I tell you, we serve an awesome and powerful God, or you can send it to the City of Victory, PO Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32708. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, "You don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs."
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in His hands. let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Yes, let God.